And we talked about plowing the other day, the things that you cut with a plow, it cuts. When you plow, you'll make the land's like this, and you cut it into
parts.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that it digs.
This ground under, mm-hmm. the disc or whatever.
And would you ever say call the things that digs furrows or rows or anything like
rows,
that?
Rows.
And if you had you were going to have a good yield of something, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And say you had land, the land that had a lot of trees and stumps and stuff, you say we did what to the land before we planted it? We
cleared it.
Mm-hmm. And clover or grass or something like that, this leftover, or that it comes up, the second.
For the second cutting?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a name for a crop that's not planted and just comes up? Ever? What about wheat now? Wheat would be tied up into a...
barleys or something?
Mm-hmm. And they would be stacked into a... anything for that?
We don't have wheat or anything up there.
Okay. And say you were talking about how much of something you raised. Wheat, you said we raised 40...
acres.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're talking about the amount as far as buying, like we bought, talking about you're buying a large amount, we bought
so much,
mm-hmm, or 40
bushels, mm-hmm, or something.
And what about oats? You ever raise oats up there? Next set of easy questions. You might say, if the two of us had something to do, you would say that you and
me
have to do it. And if it were not for just one of us, it'd be for
both of us.
And let's see, if say your boyfriend was coming with you, you might say who was coming. If you wanted to indicate that your boyfriend and you, would say
me and my boyfriend.
Okay. And let's see, say you come home and you knock on the door and they say, who's there? If it's your house, you probably won't say it's Rebecca, you'd say it's
me.
And let's see. And so you were comparing how tall you were, you would say, well, she's not as tall as
I am.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, I'm not as tall as
she is.
Mm-hmm. And or you might say, he can do it better than
I can.
Yeah. Or let's see. If, say you've been running for 2 miles, and you had to stop, you'd say, well, 2 miles is the...
limit?
Yeah.
Was as far as I went?
Mm-hmm. That's about as far as I could run. No, it's further. Because I got out, first of summer, Francisco and I got out and ran every day.
Mm-hmm.
We rubbed about 2 miles. Could not
be
doing that.
That's how much to... basketball girls at home have to run.
Good.
He's a football coach. They have to run 2 miles twice a week and have to run 8 minutes every day around the gym.
Mm.
But he works.
Do you make them do things like wind sprints and all that?
Yeah. It makes you go down and then do the push-ups and then clap your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get to where you clap your hands above your head and land.
I'm afraid I'm killing myself. I played junior high football. This is about time of year starting summer practice. In Alabama right now, it'll be 9900 degrees.
Yeah.
Awful. Awful. Have to get out and do wind sprints. Awful.